Hello and welcome to D3 Talk Podcast powered by Money Control. Well, my name is Shitaj Anand and today I have with me a very special guest, Tridib Bhattacharya, who is a Senior Portfolio Manager, Alternative Equities at Axis AMC. Well, welcome to the podcast, Mr. Bhattacharya.
Thank you very much for inviting me, Shitaj. Good to be on your show.
Right. Well, the first question I want to put it across to you, Mr. Bhattacharya, is that, Sensex and Nifty both touched new highs in November. And as we enter, no one would have thought that it would be such a volatile year for the markets. The economy might have taken a hit, but markets are at new highs. What are your expectations from the year 2021?
Chitaj, you're right. 2020 has been a tale of two halves. While the first quarter saw the steepest correction in decades, we've seen an equally sharp snapback rally in the equity markets over the last 6 months. The first thing to note is that the equity markets are a lead indicator of the economy and not the other way around. In this context, it's interesting that the equity markets actually bottomed out in and around when the lockdown started. And so far, the recent economic data that has followed since then has surprised us positively as well, which means that the markets anticipated the turnaround in the economy fairly accurately so far. Right. Secondly, while equity markets in near term has seen a plethora of good news like that of vaccine, clearing up of uncertainty around the US elections and a good earnings season, and hence we can't rule out a short correction in the near term, I'm actually constructive on equity markets overall for the next 12 to 18 months for two or three reasons. First, it's worth noting that in the Jan-March quarter, the quarter right in front of us, we could see some positive headlines about two or three vaccines hitting the market globally as well as in India. Okay. Secondly, we could also see a pro-growth annual budget from the government in the next budget round, as it gives the government sufficient time for implementation for these growth avenues before the national elections in 2024. Mm-hmm. Finally, FY22, the fiscal year in front of us, could turn out to be a strong year of earnings recovery on the back of weak earnings base in FY21, mm-hmm. and a reflection of post-vaccine optimism in business conditions in general. In lighter way, and finally, incidentally, 2021 is also the year of ox as per the Chinese calendar. Mm-hmm. The last year of ox was in 2009, wherein we saw strong earnings recovery. Okay. Hope the charm works out this time as well.
Well, hope the charm works out this time as well. We all hope that. And yes, time and again, markets have proved that they anticipate everything in advance and factor the good part, slightly earlier. And then the good news follows. So, yeah, definitely, all well on track. Well, the next question I wanted to put it across to you is that, there's a saying that time spent in the market is more important than timing the market. I think this statement was true for all those which stayed on course with their investments, even when both Sensex and Nifty hit a three-year low back in the month of March. What are your views on that?
Absolutely agree with you, Shadid, on the same. Given that this is my third recession that I've faced in my career in equity markets, what has helped myself during the crunch times, whether it was 2000, 2008 or 2020, is the realization that ultimately in the form of a portfolio, we own pieces of businesses and not just pieces of paper. True. That aren't going to disappear, particularly if they have a moat around them. Furthermore, time is a friend of such businesses. The more time we spend with such businesses as an investor, the better it is, as it compounds wealth meaningfully over the medium term. Right. To elaborate this further, at Axis, our flagship PMS strategy that we run is built around the moat of brands. And in that context, we recently published a study where we showed that brands gain significant amount of market share, particularly during tough economic times like what we have seen over the last 2 to 3 years. Mm-hmm. Well, that results in outperformance of these related stocks in such times. So in other words, heads we win, tails we don't lose much. On net balance, what I'm saying here is time is a friend of good businesses. It's good to stick along with them. And at testing times like these, focusing on business mode, balance sheet strength of the companies, etc., keeps us away from vacillating along with the moods of the markets as well.
Well, I like your saying, heads we win and tails we don't lose much. Well, that's a topic for another podcast. I can assure you that, how can investors implement this strategy? Well, moving on to the you know the economic or the economic GDP data, India growth or the GDP data for the September quarter was you know better than expected. And how will it impact market sentiment in the near future? And does this mean that recovery is not far away?
As alluded earlier, clearly there are early incipient signs of recovery visible in the high frequency indicators, and true to the nature of the markets as we discussed, it has anticipated it well so far. I think the moot investment question at this point is how deep and long lasting is the nature of the economic recovery?
Right.
In this regard, while we might need a bit of helping hand from the government in the form of a pro-growth budget, combined with the optimism around the vaccines in the business sentiment, it, in my opinion, could potentially drive a sustainable economic recovery in the year ahead. However, it's conjecture; it's a matter of conjecture, and we do need to be watchful of the data on these fronts that I mentioned over the next few quarters as well to conclude on the same. But so far, so good. I think the data so far is looking in the right direction, I would say.
Right. And it has been a tough year for everyone. And the biggest enemy was our emotions. Any instance you remember that happened in 2020 wherein emotions overtook wisdom?
Certainly, the times around March, April 2020 were stressful times when emotions ruled high in equity markets and investors, mm-hmm. as we were staring at a health crisis of magnitude we have rarely seen before. Mm-hmm. At Axis, I would say that our template of investing during these times have been to focus on brand value, to focus on brand strength, balance sheet strength rather than P&L, cash flow, and by and large, staying away from the sectors at the epicenter of the crisis, like travel, leisure, and transportation, which could see a structural change in the way demand is constructed going forward.
Right.
This, combined with staying away from the trading screen so that we don't trade too much, has worked out well for us navigating through those times. And I would kind of recommend the same for investors who are, you know, who have a potential to turn emotional during such times.
Right. Well said, Mr. Bhattacharya. And finally, which sectors will drive the next wave of bull run in the markets, let's say in the year 2021?
Right. Well, standing at the end of 2020, I would say that we are peaking at the next decade in front of us. And it's not just 2021, but you know, the whole decade in front of us, if you were to put it together, okay. I would say several trends stare at us that will have a profound impact on equity markets going forward. I would like to list actually three amongst them.
Okay.
First, sectors across the board are undergoing a technological transformation in my view. Mm-hmm. As trends like automation, e-commerce, fintech, Internet of Things, and 5G go mainstream in the next decade, these will transform the way the business is done across sectors and not just in one sector in particular.
You're right.
Second, lower interest rates compared to history is a norm these days, whether it's in India, in Asia, or across the globe. Mm-hmm. In my opinion, this is a good seed for economic revival globally going forward, and hence the incipient signs of global recovery are kind of, you know, worth noting. Third, the coronavirus pandemic has had a profound impact on the way we live and work. This, in my opinion, will have significant impact on sectors at the epicenter of the crisis, like real estate, travel, transportation, etc., as we reimagine the way we go to office, the way we work, mm-hmm. and stuff like that. On net balance, these trends will shape the fate of winners and losers across sectors over the next decade and not just in the next 1 year, in my view. Our approach in this is likely to be to identify the winners on a bottom-up basis and stick with them over the long term for wealth creation for investors.
Well, that is bonanza of ideas from you, Mr. Bhattacharya, not just for the year 2021, but for the next 10 years. Well, thank you, Mr. Bhattacharya, for your time, and listeners for tuning into this edition of Special Podcast. But do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com for more on news, business and economy. Again, thank you so much for your time, sir.
Thanks, Chitish. Thanks to all the listeners. Stay healthy, stay safe, and happy investing.